Brilliant. Well, Suzanne, first of all, then the World Cup is coming up. A lot of us are going to be watching it. And usually the stereotypical view is that it's the bloke's time to be sat in front of the television and the women are sort of World Cup widows, if you like. But I think a lot more women are going to be watching it this year, aren't they?
Yeah, well, research collated on behalf of Fresnet Carver is showing that nationally, about one in five, so about 21% of women are planning to tune into World Cup matches, regardless of what their partners are planning to do. And in Bristol City, that's about just shy of 41,000 women saying that they're going to be sitting down in front of the television watching World Cup matches, yes.
What do you think it is about the World Cup then that sort of, you know, the women who don't normally watch the football think, oh, well, I'll sit down and watch this?
Well, I do think that actually there's a trend towards women being more interested in football anyway, you know, World Cup or not World Cup. So the onset of satellite television just means it's much more available on an ongoing basis. So rather than the guys going down the pub and watching the football down there and the women being left behind, you'll find more couples sitting down and enjoying a game with a glass of wine in the evening together. And also there's more women playing football. I think the number of women playing FA-affiliated games has increased by about 15-fold in the last 10 years. So there's just a general trend towards women being more interested in football. But I think the World Cup, women, you know, even those that don't watch it on a regular basis, see as an opportunity for some social gatherings, really, and a bit of together time and a shared interest, and an opportunity to have friends around or family around on an occasion outside the normal, you know, Christmas and birthdays and that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. So the social side of it, very important. Now, already I went to the supermarket, not just the other day, and I already saw a few blokes carrying around the big sort of boxes of lager, surely stocking up ready for the World Cup. But lager's not really something that the ladies like to sort of get involved with too much these days.
No, I mean, obviously, you know, there are women who drink beer, but certainly wine is the favourite option for women. And I think, you know, there's a variety of reasons for that. We've got more cosmopolitan lifestyle now. People tend to travel abroad. So we've seen the Mediterranean lifestyle of wine drinking. We've got fantastic opportunity in the UK. We've just got such fantastic wine aisles in the supermarkets, so much choice. And still wine, but also sparkling wine. I mean, it's an opportunity to add a bit of indulgence and, you know, a bit of sparkle to the occasion. So women tend to, enjoy wine more. I think 8 out of 10 bottles of wine drunk at home bought by women in the UK. And there was some recent research that came out about a week ago from Wine Intelligence saying that, 55% or more of wine purchased in the UK is purchased by the women. But, you know, they'll drink more, but obviously lots of men are now enjoying wine as well.
Now, you say that the options are there in the supermarkets these days. I mean, that we've had it for a few years now, haven't we? Before, wine was almost seen as the sort of a highbrow thing, but now you can get really decent wine in your average supermarket, can't you?
Absolutely. The choice is fantastic. And, you know, the UK is seen as the centre of the wine trade. In fact, the London Wine Fair is next week, and you'll have winemakers and wine buyers from all over the world converging on London because we just have such a fantastic wine market and it's just such a popular and popular drink among the UK population, and we just have such a huge choice on the shelf, that's definitely a trend over the last number of years.
Well, you're the expert then. What sort of wine is best to drink while watching a football match, would you say?
I think because it's, watching football match, but I'm going to focus on the World Cup, which is obviously in the summer. And I think then I would definitely opt for some sparkling wine, cava. I think, you know, traditionally it's viewed as something that you'd use only for celebration. And obviously there's no guarantee that the UK or that Britain are going
to
win.
England will win.
I think Spain are the favourites, so even more reason why to choose cava. But, you know, it's a very refreshing drink, very versatile. You can use it in fantastic cocktails, it's great value. I mean, you were talking about being able to get really good, good bottles of wine in the supermarket. Cava sparkling wine, it's an opportunity to be a bit indulgent, and it's not going to break the bank.
What about the women then who aren't that interested in the football in the World Cup? Is there anything else they can do apart from drinking wine? That might get a bit expensive.
I think, you know, I would definitely say still view it as an opportunity to have a social gathering. So leave the diehard football fans in one room and you can have the people that are not that interested in watching the game in another room or out in the garden having a nice picnic and, you know, soaking up, well, what I hope will be a few rays of sunshine. Or, you know, have a spontaneous picnic down the park, maybe go around to girlfriend's house and have a movie night. And certainly, you know, all the guys will be busy watching the football. The roads will be empty. There'll be lots of free parking spaces. Go shopping.
And brace yourself for someone being in a bad mood at the end of the football as well, I would say. That would be my advice.
Yeah.
All right, brilliant. Well, World Wine Week, then where can we find out a little bit more information about this?
Well, if you like to find out more information about wine in general, go to Freixenet, which is freixenet.co.uk.
Perfect. Suzanne, thank you very much.
Thank you very
That's
much.
Grand.